This is KERA News. I'm Stella Chavez. For the past few weeks, we've been featuring stories from our American Graduate Series, Race, Poverty, and the Changing Face of Schools. Today, we turn to Frisco, about 20 miles north of Dallas. As it's morphed from small town to boomtown, Frisco's schools have transformed too. The majority of public school kids are now non-white. And as we report, the district is responding to a whole new range of challenges. Sharice Hunt stood in front of colleagues last fall and talked about how to reach the wide range of kids in Frisco schools.
We are going to soon have a diversity task force webpage. Get excited, cultural awareness group, because this is part of becoming aware. I know, I like your attitude.
Hunt, who's African American, is the school district's director of human resources. She also leads its diversity task force. It's made up of educators, parents, and other residents. And they're looking at how the district can be more inclusive, like hire more teachers who look like the kids here, or get more parents to come to school events.
Because some of those multicultural nights at elementary, I think it's the other cultures that are attending it.
Exactly.
And if you have it on an open house night, then everybody would attend it.
Yes.
So I think that's actually great.
A couple of decades, this was a small town with an almost all-white school district. Now, immigrant families are flocking to Frisco, but not all parents have gotten involved.
Some of that is cultural,
right?
Because English is not their first language, and so that is an intimidating thing. So you might have these kids that English is their first language, but then their parents are not, and they don't feel comfortable getting up in front of the whole school.
Frisco ISD, like other districts with rapidly changing demographics, is trying to figure all this out. One challenge, why more minority kids don't enroll in advanced placement classes. Here's Sharice Hunt.
We noticed that there are some student populations that take great advantage of courses that lead them to that college and career success. And there are some that aren't taking advantage of it at the same rate as others.
For example, 11% of Frisco students are African American, but only 7% are enrolled in pre-AP and AP classes. There are more Hispanic kids, but there's a similar gap.
Why is it that in an affluent, educated community such as Frisco ISD, why would we have students that might not opt in to participate, or what is it that they're doing that's preventing them from being interested?
The group decided one of the reasons why fewer minority students take more advanced classes is that they may not know about them, or maybe they think these classes are too hard. You can see this play out at Liberty High School, where Principal Scott Worsler talks about the challenges at his school.
Because the standard of education is so high here, I think the biggest struggle that we see with some students coming from different parts of the country or other countries is they may not be at the level that our students who have been in Frisco ISD their entire lives are.
Worsler says that's why it's crucial to look at those learning gaps.
So how do we, within the structure of the master schedule and the way that we offer courses and what our teachers do instructionally with pedagogy, how do we close those gaps for those students as quickly as possible?
Those looking into these issues say part of the answer may lie with teachers and making sure they reach these kids at a much younger age. Stella Chavez, KERA News.